Memorial Care Health System, Excellence in Healthcare, presents Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness. It's brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. David Kim. Dr. Kim is the Facility Medical Director of Memorial Care Medical Group in East Long Beach in the Los Altos neighborhood. Board certified in family medicine, Dr. Kim joined Memorial Care Medical Group in 2005. He received his medical degree from University of Illinois at Chicago and completed his internship and residency at UCLA Northridge Hospital. Dr. Kim has been named a Physician of Excellence by the Orange County Medical Association 4 years in a row. He was also awarded the Circle of Care Award presented by County of Orange Cal Optima in 2012, and we're very glad to have him on the show. Welcome, Dr. Kim.
Thank you for having me.
We have a good topic today. It's choosing a doctor during open enrollment. So much to talk about. Why is it so important for an individual to choose the right doctor from the get-go?
I think that the patient-doctor relationship is really critical in order to obtain an effective and comprehensive medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the more you can trust your doctor, the more open you can be with your doctor, the more and the clearer your communication is with your doctor, I think the better health care that will get you, and the healthier it'll keep you in the long run. So I think it's critical to find a doctor that you feel comfortable with, that really is able to establish that kind of relationship with you.
How do you really go about that, though? Do you interview doctors, or what would you suggest?
I think there are different ways to go about it. Some patients will come and interview. I think one of the main ways I find is by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people, your friends or your family are comfortable or find someone they trust, often you share similar values or similar beliefs in the type of healthcare that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your coworker, your brother, your mother recommends somebody. Often that's a great way to go and find someone to see if they're a good fit for you.
Absolutely. What are some of the things you should consider when choosing a doctor?
I think you should consider proximity. You know, we're a commuting community, and I think if you choose someone that's, closer and more easily accessible,
mm-hmm.
I think someone who is very good with communication, so, you know, whether they are able to correspond with you electronically, by the telephone, how available are they for appointments, what is their background and philosophy and how they practice medicine and how they believe certain things should be taken care of. I think there's a wide spectrum across the board, and you really need to find someone that fits with you in that way.
Right. And maybe patient load, too. Some doctors have so many patients, it's almost impossible to get in.
Yeah. You know, these days, we really are focusing on this patient-centered medical care, where we're trying to take the focus away from the care being around the doctor's needs, but more around the patient's needs. And I think that really goes to your question of, if a doctor has too many patients, it's very difficult for the patient to be at the center of that care.
Right.
So I think that's a very relevant topic.
Patient-centered care. Wow, what a concept, huh?
Mm. Overdue.
Right, it's true. What's the difference between a doctor associated with an IPA or a medical group?
So a medical group doctor is someone who is part of a group, and it's almost of an employee model.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor works for the group. An IPA is a more looser association of independent doctors that choose to participate with a group, but they're not affiliated or directly employed by the group itself. So
they may have their own practice on the side, or?
So it is their own practice, and they just sort of share patients from a health plan or an insurance company will say, you know, are you willing to take care of our patients in this community? And they'll say yes, but they may have several different of those associations versus the medical group is all those patients will come solely from the medical group.
Got it. And for those who don't know, what does IPA stand for?
Independent Physician Association, I believe.
Okay. So what are some of the benefits of choosing a doctor that's part of an integrated healthcare system?
Oh, I think in this day and age, I think that's the way to go. I don't think that you should really consider any other way. With healthcare being so complex these days, especially with primary care, you really need someone that can weave together your story, and whether it's you've been in the hospital or when you had your last vaccinations to what are you due for in the next year, you want an integrated system where a doctor can review the past, the present, and even what's going to come in the future to be able to make decisions about what the best steps for you are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And in a non-integrated system, it's very difficult to be able to get that information and integrate it to be able to make a decision. It's really piecemealing it together is a very difficult thing to do.
Maybe we should really, you know, sort of define what an integrated and a non-integrated healthcare system is.
So an integrated system is, so Memorial is a great example of an integrated system where the hospital, the outpatient offices are integrated, meaning we share the same electronic medical record, we have access to the same specialists, the specialists that are seeing our patients in the outpatient are the same doctors that are seeing when they're admitted to the hospital, so that there's communication.
Yeah.
So a good example is a patient gets admitted for something into a hospital. My hospitalist, who is my partner, will take care of them in the hospital. I will get updates on them daily as to what's going on. When they're ready to leave the hospital, I'll get a summary of what happened. The hospital will be able to make an appointment with me so that that patient has an appointment lined up by the time they leave the hospital, and then they'll be at my office. And then I'll be able to access any records or things that took place in the hospital previously so that there's no gap in information.
The left hand actually knows what the right hand is doing.
That is a great way to put it.
And so maybe that's your first question when you're interviewing doctors. Are you part of an integrated system?
I absolutely believe that that's critical. In this day and age, I think that's a critical question to ask.
What are some of the other great critical questions we should be asking our doctors?
You know, I think every doctor has a slightly different philosophy. You know, there is an art to medicine as well as a science to it. And I think it's really important that as a patient, you find a doctor that is in sync with you. You want to make sure that the science and their knowledge base is solid, you know, that you can trust that they know what they're doing. But the artist, you know, the art aspect of medicine is really where I think enables us, since like a deep level of trust between a patient and a doctor, whether that's bedside manner or philosophical approaches to medications and treatments. That is, I think, so critical to a patient being able to be open and honest and feel safe when they're seeing their doctor.
You know, my father was a family physician, and he was the kind of guy that would do house calls at any hour of the day or night, and he would accept payment in the form of sweet rolls if you couldn't pay, and, you know, the real old-fashioned kind of doctoring.
Sure.
But, you know, I do kind of feel that there's a swing back toward the doctors really caring for their patients. Is that something I'm imagining?
No. I think it's a buzzword in the greater medical community that this patient-centered home, this patient-centered care is really, we realize, what is going to be integral to establishing a successful medical practice going forward, and that the days of care being centered around a hospital or being centered around a doctor or a doctor's office are really behind us, and everyone is really putting together an effort to really say, how do we make this care about the patient and the patient's needs and the patient's well-being?
Well, good. I'm glad I wasn't imagining that, because I think it's more than a buzzword. I think it's in practice, certainly at a place like Memorial Care, for sure.
Sure. I see and feel that every day.
Well, that's good news for the patients and good news for the doctors, too, because then a happy patient is a happy doctor, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
What else should we know about Memorial Care Medical Group?
So we are a integrated system, as we refer to. We actually have a quite large geographic representation all the way from San Clemente, all the way up to Long Beach now, and we have, I think, somewhere around 200 primary care physicians and thousands of contracted specialists. So there really isn't any type of medical need that we can't fill or, or can't provide throughout the network. We are a group that was really based off of, we've been around for 40 years and have gone through some changes and partnerships to become who we are today. But the core of who we are really is a primary care-centered, patient-centered place that we are is here to provide the best care for the patients that can possibly be offered.
Right. And what extra services does Memorial Care Medical Group offer that maybe some other IPAs or medical groups might not?
So we really want to, in the integrated model, we want to, all of our offices, you're able to get your blood drawn there. You're able to get x-rays done within the office. At my office in Long Beach, we now have subspecialists that will rotate through. So many doctors are now coming to the patients, you know, where the patients are, and much more easily accessible. We have an internet portal called MyChart where the patient is able to email, send electronic messages to the doctor to make appointments real time online to get lab results pushed to them instead of them having to wait in the mail or for a phone call. They can just log in and see their lab results when they're posted onto the website. But there's a lot of things that I think are really make it convenient for the patient to be able to access their care.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for taking the time to talk to us today about choosing a doctor during open enrollment. It's a very important decision to make, and so much more. It's been a very, very much of a pleasure for me to have you on the show today.
It was my privilege. Thank you very much.
I'm Deborah Howell. Please join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Please have yourself a wonderful and healthy day.